Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Not a lot of loyalty necessarily in the radio business.
So boy. It's
somewhere where you don't tend to find that many long-term relationships.
No.
I truly hope that we've got one that's spans the test of time, Woods.
I feel like we do, man. I tell the wife about it all the time. I'm like, our crew is about as solid as you can get. It really is.
I pride myself on loyalty. That's why I'm a dog, man.
That's right.
Anyways, speaking of stuff I'm very loyal to, I've been growing out my mustache
yeah.
in November.
Yep.
And now I'm at the point where it's December now, and I don't really know what to do because I love my mustache. Like, I do. I feel like I've grown it out.
I'm kind of used to it now, and I kind of like it.
It's become a lifestyle. And now, like, if I cut it off, like, I'm not being loyal to the facial hair that I just grew for the past month.
Why don't you accent it by shave? Because you have scruff kind of around it and under. Why don't you accent it more by shaving everything?
It's
except
really,
for the stash.
Well, then I got to shave every single day living the Ben Higgins lifestyle.
It's
and
true.
I cannot do that because shaving every single day is just something that I just can't do.
No, I get it. I'm the same way. I never, ever shave.
But it got me thinking, what are the coolest things that I could probably do with my facial hair? Because I feel like the older generation, you guys understand what to do with a mustache.
Mustaches are pimp, man. I've always thought they were pimp.
Back in the 60s with the baseball players,
even
were nuts.
Even the 80s, right? Like, Ben, when we were growing up, I mean, who were the studliest of the studly? You had Burt Reynolds. You had Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck's the
Magnum P.I.
I mean.
He had the mustache to.
Now, he was later.
He made it cool.
He was later in the show Friends. He played a character named Richard, and they shaved his mustache.
That's him?
Yeah. It's Tom Selleck.
Oh.
He shaved his. And he,
I didn't know
that
was Tom
when
Selleck.
He came on the screen, I was like, ah! I was like, that's not Magnum. It's like Thor without his hair. I mean, his mustache was like otherworldly. But yours is. You got the handlebar thing going, which I could never get, and I love it.
Yeah, it's getting to the Gardner Minshew level.
Yeah, it looks
and
good.
And he looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And then you got to think, like, I'm looking at Ron Burgundy, because that's the ideal mustache. If I could pull off the Ron Burgundy
he's
look.
He's got a good one.
He's one of the best-looking guys of all time.
Well,
Ron
Burgundy's
a good-looking guy.
I got to put Magnum P.I. up against him, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
And what's that guy? His last name's Elliot. Is it Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott.
Yo,
holy
that's
cow.
A mustache
well,
for
those.
You.
The stashes in the movie Tombstone are legendary. That movie. Now, have you seen that one, Ben, Tombstone?
Tombstone. I did see Tombstone,
okay,
yes.
Good. Yeah, Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp and all that. Those were phenomenal. But yours is pretty on point.
Because I'm over the beard. I've had a beard since college.
Yeah, it's
love the beard because it covers up the chin, so you can gain like another 10 pounds and no one really notices.
Fair enough.
But I'm at the point where I got my mustache.
You did it for Movember. You raised your awareness.
But I love the way I look now. And
now
I
you can
keep
shave
it
and like donate the hair to someone who can't grow their own mustache.
There's nothing worse than that look right after you've had a mustache for months and then you shave it. You look like a freak.
I look.
You can't avoid it. Everyone looks awkward.
When I shave my face entirely, I look like a sexual deviant.
You can never pull off. It never looks smooth.
Well, and I shaved my face the day before Ben and I went in to take our 97.3 The Fan pictures that make me look like Jabba the Hutt. And I have no facial hair to cover it up. I look okay with facial hair. And Ben is like, why did you shave? Why would you shave the day before the pictures? I go, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I did. And I did it. And I hate those pictures more than anything.
Weren't we planning on taking new pictures this week or today
we
or something?
Get new pictures.
I forgot about that.
Oh, is it today?
It's supposed to be.
All right. Well, forgot everything. So.
Well, you look good today.
Thank you. I feel
you got
good
nice
today.
Facial hair.
Never plan something for the Monday after a holiday weekend.
No, never, ever, ever. But I say you let it flow. Does the girl like it?
Yeah, she does.
All right.
She hasn't really seen it that much, though. She's only been around during the first week that I started growing it, so she hasn't seen it since it's got some depth to it.
Do you FaceTime with your girl?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's seen some.
Yeah, but seeing and feeling are two completely different things, man.
It's a little tickler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, settle down.
It is funny that everything that was out comes back in.
Yeah.
And you just, I mean, it's inevitable. You would have never thought us in the 90s, like, mustaches are gone forever.
Oh, forever.
Forever.
I had a, you know what I had in the 90s? Soul patch.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it'll come back in at some point.
Big soul patch.
Goatees were weird. Goatees, I mean, when we were growing up, yeah, like, wow, that guy has a goatee. That's strange looking.
Yeah, he's a rapist. Look at him.
Now
he's
everyone has a goatee.
That's disgusting. You and a soul patch.
Soul patch. Big player when I was in college.
That's not a big player.
Big player in college.
Really a soul
patch. Oh, yeah. Oh, I rocked it,
I can't imagine a girl looking at a guy with a soul patch and going, that's a good-looking guy.
I know, Hammer. It's amazing I had got girls in college. It's amazing. But I rocked the soul patch hard. Hard.
Poor guy.
I know.
Stop. Hematon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.